Psalm 130. Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, and therefore you are feared, that is, reverenced. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will deliver Israel from all their sins. Fellow redeemed. The author of this psalm, Psalm 130, was clearly depressed. In his words, he was in the depths. This was not a mild depression. This was not a temporary problem. This was deep trouble, deep disappointment, deep heartache. In fact, the Hebrew word translated as depths in this psalm, out of the depths, is used elsewhere in the Old Testament to describe the very depths of the ocean. How deep is that? At times, we may find ourselves in the depths too. We may use different terms for that. I'm so depressed. I feel so down. I am so low. My grandmother's favorite was, I'm down in the dumps. But whatever the terms, the meaning is the same. Depression, feeling down, and with that, all the other feelings of feeling unloved, unimportant, and unwanted. The question is, when in the depths, like the psalmist, do we know the way up? Do we know the way out? Psalm 130 has answered. First, when in the depths, give your hurts and worries, give your depression, your anxieties to the Lord. That is exactly what the psalmist did. Out of the depths, he said, that's where he was. What did he do? Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cries for mercy. The Hebrew word translated as cries in that verse actually suggests to cry out loudly or at times even wordlessly. And there are many examples of this type of crying in the Psalms. Psalm 18, verse 6, for example, in my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. I wonder, have you ever cried like that before? Have you ever been so hurt and so depressed that you can't even find the words with which to pray? Instead, all that comes out are sobs and moans and sighs and groans. And yet, did you know, child of God, that through your faith in Christ and by the power of his Holy Spirit, even your sighs and sobs and moans and groans are eloquent prayers heard and acted upon by Almighty God. According to Psalm 130, crying out to the Lord in prayer is an important step to getting out of the depths. But I'm not telling you anything new, am I? All of us know this, at least in the beginning, at least for a little while. Oh Lord, I'm in deep trouble. I lost my job. I'm not appreciated or loved. My relationship is failing. I'm seriously ill. I can't pay the mortgage. I have no friends, no direction, no purpose. Lord, please help me. We bring those burdens to the Lord. My question is, how long do we leave them there? So very often we check our watches or cell phones. We cross our arms and tap our feet impatiently. And when the Lord of heaven and earth does not answer our prayers according to our strict specifications and timetables, what do we do next? This is what we do. Lord, I'll take those back. I think I can do a better job than you can. Is it any wonder that the deep pit in which we find ourselves, and perhaps dug with our own shovels and worries, keeps getting deeper and deeper? And yet, no matter how heavy the weight or deep the pit, when we give our burdens to the Lord, He lifts us up and lifts us out. He gives us the peace of God that only God can give. That's not my promise. That's His. That's not a locker room pep talk. Oh, come on, you can get yourself out of this depression. Just try harder. This is the Word of God. Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Second, when in the depths, trust in God's grace and mercy and forgiveness. Sometimes we sink into a spiritual depression because of a spiritual crisis, because suddenly we feel the tremendous weight of our sins, and we wonder how God, even our merciful God, could ever find it in Himself to forgive us. The psalmist put it this way: if you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Can you imagine that? As much as I don't want to. Imagine what it would be like if God kept a record of our sins for a day. No, that's too long. How about an hour or a minute or a second? The sinful comments, the sinful thoughts, the sinful deeds. Were God to keep that kind of a record, the answer to the psalmist's question, Lord, who could stand, would obviously be no one. But He doesn't keep that record because Christ, our Savior, atoned for all those sins. And that's why Paul rejoiced in Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation. Did you hear that? No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Or as the psalmist put it, but with you, Lord, there is forgiveness. It is because of that forgiveness, that full redemption of God in Christ, that you and I can be certain that God will not only hear and answer our prayers, but that God will lift us up and out of the depths. This too is His promise. He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? If God gave us Christ, won't He lift us up out of depression and fill our lives with peace and hope and joy? And finally, when in the depths, and this is so important, and this is so difficult, when in the depths, wait patiently for the Lord to answer and act. Even in the best of times, waiting for the Lord to answer and act can be very difficult. But oh, when we're in trouble, as was the writer of Psalm 130, waiting for God can seem almost impossible. And yet, in spite of this, notice what the psalmist said. He declared that he was going to wait for the Lord. Why was he going to wait for the Lord? Because he fully expected the Lord to answer and act with the same hopeful expectation as a watchman waits for that first sliver of gray, signaling that the day is about to come. Where did that willingness and strength to wait for the Lord come from? Well, the psalmist tells us this too. He said, "I put my hope in your word. I put my hope in your word." The word that states, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you." The word that states, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" The word that states, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." To have this confidence in God is to have the patience needed to wait patiently for Him. Friends, knowing that He will act in your life. You have His word on it. This word. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. My prayer is that this knowledge of your loving God will lift you up and lift you out of that pit when you are in the depths. Amen. Our closing hymn is 394, the first three stanzas.